his voice he knew. Then while he dwelt below, he said, my soul, bring now his days before. When we shall be
in the name of the Lord Jesus I speak.
奉主的圣名在这里讲话。
This morning we're considering the book of Lamentations chapter 2.
今天我们要读的这个是耶利米哀歌第二章。
Now the book of Lamentations actually a series of 5 poems.
所以这个耶利米哀歌呢其实是大概是五个诗篇联合在一起的。
With each chapter representing one poem.
所以一个章节就像是一篇诗一样。
Written by Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah.
所以就是耶利米先知所写的。
And it's said to be like a eulogy to the demise of Judah.
所以他是在为这个犹大国的灭亡来做一个哀歌。
In a way, it's a book of as is a book of mourning. We can look at it as a something of a repentance.
所以我们因为这是个哀歌，所以我们知道这是充满了这个忏悔的。
Because we know that the Lord loves a broken and contrite heart.
因为神是他是喜爱这个忧伤痛苦的心。
We can look at Psalm 51 verse 17.
我们看诗篇51篇十一节。
Psalm 51 verse 17.
诗篇51篇第十七节。
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart.These, O God, you will not despise.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛苦的心你并不轻看。
And so we can imagine that the prophet Jeremiah, whilst he was mourning for Judah, was also praying for Judah.
所以当这个耶利米他在这个为这个耶利为犹大来做这个哀歌的时候呢，他也同时在为神在跟神来求他们求神来赦免。
And the book itself is also an excellent historical study.Of the times of the conquest of Judah.
所以我们也可以看得出来，这个是当时也可以当做个历史书来念它，来看当时犹大国的历史。
Because when you read what Jeremiah describes, you can see what the people would have gone through.
我们可以看到这个耶利米在描写当时的人经历过什么样的事情。
And it also demonstrates what happens when the divine providence is taken away from his people.
我们可以看到这个当他们的这个地这个他们的这个国度分裂然后被他们敌人所占领的是什么样的状况。
The book is also a fulfillment of the prophecy of God.
当然这本书它也是来也完成了这个神的应许。
And we will see what God had said he would do when the people were unfaithful.
我们可以看到神他在说他当他的人变得不忠实的时候呢他们神会怎么做呢。
In chapter 2 itself, Jeremiah makes reference to this.
在第二章的时候，耶利米先知有提到这件事情。
If we look at chapter 2, Lamentations chapter 2, verse 17.
第二章第十七节。
Lamentations chapter 2, verse 17.
耶利米哀歌第二章第十七节。
The Lord has done what he purposed. He has fulfilled his word, which he commanded in days of old. He has thrown down and has not pitied. He has caused an enemy to rejoice over you. He has exalted the horn of your adversaries.
主成就了他所命定的，应验他古时所命定的。他倾覆了，并不顾惜，使你的仇敌向你夸耀，使你的敌人的脚也被高举。
At the time of Moses, God had foretold what he would do if the people were not faithful.
当你在摩西的时代呢，神就已经先跟他们预言了，如果这些人对他不忠实的话，他会怎么做。
And so we'll look when we look at Deuteronomy chapter 28.
所以我们看申命记第28章。
We'll look at a few verses which demonstrate what God said he would do, the people were not faithful.
我们来看几个经节，那这个经节就显示说，当神的子民对他不忠实的时候，神会怎么做。
Deuteronomy chapter 28.
申命第二十八章。
We look firstly at verse 36.
在三十六节。
The Lord will bring you and the king whom you set over you to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known, and there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone.
主必将你和你所立的王领到你和你列祖素不认识的国去，到那里你必侍奉木头和石头的神。
We can also read verse 45 to 47.
从四十五节到四十七节。
Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. And they shall be upon you for a sign and a wonder and on your descendants forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy and gladness of heart for the abundance of everything.
四十五节，这一切咒诅必追随你，赶上你，直到你灭亡，因为你不听从主你神的话，不遵守他所吩咐的诫命律例。这些咒诅必在你和你的后裔身上成为其异迹奇事，直到永远。四十七节，因为你富有的时候不欢心乐意的侍奉主你的神。
We can also look at verse 56 and 57.
我们再看五十六节到五十七节。
The tender and delicate woman among youwho would not venture to set the sole of her foot on the ground because of her delicateness and sensitivity, will refuse to the husband of her bosom, and to her son and her daughter her placenta, which comes out from between her feet, and her children whom she bears. For she will eat them secretly for lack of everything in the siege and desperate straits in which your enemy shall distress you at all your gates.
五十六节，你们中间柔弱娇嫩的妇人，是因娇嫩柔弱不肯把脚踏地的，必恶眼看她怀中的丈夫和她的儿女，她的两腿中间出来的婴孩和她所要生的儿女，她因匮乏一切，就要将你受仇敌回困窘迫的城中，要将他们暗暗的吃了。
And finally, verse 63.
我们看六十三节。
And it shall be that just as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and multiply you.So the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and bring you to nothing, and you shall be plucked from off the land which you go to possess.
先前主怎么样喜悦善待你们，使你们众多，也要照样喜悦毁灭你们，使你们灭亡，并且你们所要进去的地上必被拔除。
And so what we see here is a prophecy regarding what would happen way long before it actually happened.
所以这边就是一个预言，是在预言这个在这个事情实际发生很久之前就做的预言了。
And it's a demonstration that really all things are in God's hands.
所以这边告诉我们说，所有的事情都在神的手中。
And He determines what happens to us, including what happens to His children.
所以他可以，我们的一切都在他的掌握之中，他的儿女的前途都在他的手上。
Now in fulfillment of this prophecy, They say historically around 587 BC, and Nebuchadnezzar surrounded and took Judah.
这个预言应验的时候呢，是在这个西元前587年，是在尼布甲尼撒王在把这个王国他攻陷了这个王国。
It was a three-year siege.
所以他有这个三年的围城的这个状况。
And we will see that during this time.The famine and the pestilence and the absence of food was such that people actually started eating children.
所以当时有很大很严重的旱灾还有饥荒，所以人们就开始吃他们自己的孩子。
We saw that Nebuchadnezzar burned the temple.
所以当时这个尼布甲尼撒王他把这个圣殿给烧毁了。
And the important houses in the kingdom.
他也把这个很重要的这些建筑物都在王国中的建筑物都烧毁了。
We look at Second Chronicles chapter 36.
我们来看历代志上
Second Chronicles 36.
历代志下第六章。
I suppose we can read from verse 15 to 21.
从十五节念到二十一节。
And the Lord God of their fathers sent warning to them by his messengers, rising up early and sending them. because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people, till there was no remedy. Therefore he brought against them the king of the Chaldeans, who killed their young men with a sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion on young man or virgin, on the aged or the weak. He gave them all into his hand, and all the articles in the house of God, great and small, the treasures of the house of the Lord, the treasures of the king, and of his leaders, all these he took to Babylon. Then they burned the house of God, broke down the wall of Jerusalem, burned all its palaces with fire, destroyed all its precious possessions. And those who escaped from the sword he carried away to Babylon, where they became servants to him and his sons until the rule of the kingdom of Persia, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbaths. As long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbaths to fulfill 70 years. So we see here how the prophecy was fulfilled about the destruction of Judah.
所以我们在这边看到这个有关于犹大国的这个预言是怎么样应验的。
So it was around this time that the prophet wrote the book of Lamentation.
所以就在这个时候呢，这个耶利米先知来写了这个哀歌。
And when we look in detail at chapter 2,
我们来看这个第二章的细节。
We will see what happens when God takes away his mercy and his peace from the people.
所以我们可以我们可以看到这个当神把这个平安啊跟他的这个慈爱都移开了时候会产生什么样的状况。
So we start, we look at Lamentation chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
我们来看第二章的第一节到第二节。
How the Lord has covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger. He cast down from heaven to the earth the beauty of Israel, and did not remember his footstool in the day of his anger. The Lord has swallowed up and has not pitied all the dwelling places of Jacob. He has thrown down in his wrath the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He has brought them down to the ground. He has profaned the kingdom and its princes.
第一节，主何竟发怒，使黑云遮蔽锡安城？他将以色列的华美从天扔在地上，在他发怒的日子，并不纪念自己的脚凳。第二节，主吞灭雅各的一切住处，并不顾惜。他发怒，倾覆犹大民的保障，使这保障瘫倒在地。他辱没这国和其中的首领。
Now we know that the presence of God actually brings us peace.
我们知道神的同在可以为我们带来平安。
And the joys that we experience are also from God.
所以我们如果可以 得到一点喜乐的话，这个喜乐也是神赐给我们的。
And sometimes we don't appreciate it until it's taken away.
所以我们通常都不会很我们并不珍惜这件事情，直到我们已经失去这些平安喜乐。
Now, in this case, in the case of Israel, when God removed his hand from them, we saw basically the difficulties that they experienced.
所以我们看到这些以色列人在神将他的右手收回的时候，他们就开始经历这些艰苦的事情。
It's difficult in the modern world to imagine what a siege would have been like.
我们可能在现代生活很难想象说就是被围城的时候是感觉是怎么样。
But to be prevented from being able to go out from a particular place for 3 years.
但是就是我们在三年之内呢都不能去某些地方。
With no food coming in.
也没有食物可以被运到城中。
You can imagine the atmosphere that would have existed at the time.
所以当时的这个气氛一定是很不好的。
And the joys that the people experienced ceased.
所以他们就不再感觉到喜乐了。
I suppose the closest example is those who experienced the Second World War in our time.
所以我们可以想象那些在第二次世界大战经历过第二次世界大战的人的感觉。
It's very difficult to live in circumstances where there's a war ongoing around you.
所以在如果我们生活当中有战乱的话，这个生活是很不好的。
We only have an experience of this when we're going through difficulties.
我们除非是经过艰苦的人才能感受到这些事情。
If you're going through difficulties of a particular kind, you wake up every day to it.
当你在艰苦当中的时候，你每天早上一起来就要面对这些事情。
And so it becomes like a cloud over your head.
所以这就很像这个乌云来遮蔽我们一样。
And I thought it was interesting in verse 1 that God makes reference to the fact that he says that so he covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger.
所以在第一节神这边提到用这个乌云遮蔽来形容这个状况。
There's nothing worse than walking around with a cloud over your head.
所以我们如果一早起来就是有乌云在我们头上的话，我们
就不舒服了。It's almost symbolic of troubles and depression.
就很像是这是象征的这个一个很 心情很不好的状况。
And so this is what the prophet Jeremiah was talking about how God had taken away his peace and his joy from the people.
所以耶利米先知在这边就是提到的是神把这个喜乐跟这个平安都拿走了。
It's like with us in the present time, we're very blessed because the Spirit of God is upon us.
我们现在是非常幸福的，因为神的灵与我们同在。
And God has taken us out of the world and placed us in Him.
所以神将我们这个从这个世上也分别出来，帮他放在他的让我们在他的里面。
And because of that, we're able to move away from the tribulations that the world experiences.
所以我们可以我们不用经历到这个世界上面的艰苦。
We look at John chapter 16.
我们看这个约翰福音十六章。
John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章。
Verse 33. 36节。It says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation.But be of good cheer, I've overcome the world."
33节，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已胜了这世界。
Now we know that God had taken away His hand from Israel because of their unfaithfulness.
我们知道神将他的右手移开了，是因为这些以色列人对他不忠实。
And we see the troubles that they will experience because of this.
我们知道他会接触到这些很痛苦的事情，是因为他们对神不忠实。
But I thought that these things will also be relevant to us if we take away ourselves from the presence of God.
所以这些事情同样也会发生在我们身上，如果我们不再对神忠实的话。
So if we lose the Spirit of God or if we come out of the church, then we become subject to the troubles that they experience.
所以如果我们离开了教会，或者是我们圣灵离开我们的话，我们也有可能会遭遇到这些困苦的打击。
If we remove ourselves from the presence of God by losing His Spirit or by coming out of the church, then we take away our peace and joy.
如果我们离开教会，或者是我们圣灵不再与我们同在的话，我们就会失去这些平安跟喜乐。
And if we do that, then the protection of God is taken away from us.
如果这样的话，我们就失去了神的保护。
If we go to Lamentation chapter 2,
我们看耶利米哀歌第二章。
We see in verse 3 how he took away his protection that he afforded them against their enemies.
所以第三节可以看到神是怎么样来让不再保护这些以色列人。
Says, "He has cut off in fierce anger.Every horn of Israel. He has drawn back his right hand from before the enemy. He has blazed against Jacob like a flaming fire, devouring all around."
第三节，他发烈怒，把以色列的脚全然砍断，在敌人面前收回右手。他像火焰四围吞灭，将雅各烧毁。
Sometimes we don't realize again as to the divine protection we have.Whilst we're in God,
我们有的时候在我们在基督里面的时候，我们不知道我们怎么样，我们是受到神怎么样的保护。
And sometimes we think our life is difficult.
我们觉得我们的生活好像已经很辛苦了。
And we think things go against us.
我们可能觉得事情不大顺利。
But imagine how much worse it would be without God's protection.
但是我们可以想象事情会更加艰难，如果神没有与我们同在的保护
的话。Like who do the people in the world go to when they're in their troubles?
他们可以看到他们这些外邦人呢，他们如果没有神可以与他们同在，他们会遇到什么样的状况？
And so we see how Israel suffered greatly because God withdrew His right hand from protecting.
所以当神把他的右手收回的时候，这些以色列人就受了很大的苦。
But worse than this, in the book of Lamentations, God talks about not only withdrawing His hand from their enemies, He actually becomes an enemy to them.
在耶利米哀歌提到比这个神收回右手保护他们还要更糟的一件事情是神其实是变成他们的敌人了。
We see this in verse 4 and 5.
在第四节第五节提到。
So standing like an enemy, he has bent his bow with his right hand like an adversary. He has slain all who were pleasing to his eye. On the tent of the daughter of Zion, he has poured out his fury like fire. The Lord was like an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel. He has swallowed up all her palaces.He has destroyed her strongholds. He has increased mourning and lamentation in the daughter of Judah.
他张弓好像仇敌，他张着手站着举起右手，如同敌人将悦人眼目的进行杀戮，在锡安百姓的帐篷中道出他愤怒像火一样。第五节，主如仇敌吞灭以色列和锡安一切的宫殿，拆毁百姓的保障，在犹大民中加增悲伤哭嚎。
Thinking that if you have a man as your enemy, you can try and flee from him.
有的时候我们可能有一个人是我们敌人的话，我们可能可以逃离这个敌人的面前。
And sometimes you may have all the quality of arms where you may be as strong as your enemy.
有的时候我们可能甚至是比我们敌人还要更强壮。
But if God becomes your enemy, then where do you go?
如果有一天神变成我们敌人的话，我们能逃到哪里去呢？
Now, the psalmist talks about this in Psalm 139.
所以这个诗篇有提到，在139篇有提到这件事情。
Psalm 139.
诗篇139篇。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Psalm 139, verse 7.
诗篇139篇第七节。
Okay, we can probably read verse 8 as well. Okay. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?If I ascend into heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you're there.
我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里去逃避你的面？我若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。
So you can see that if you fight with God and He becomes an enemy, then you have no hope.
如果我们已经变成神的敌人的话，我们是完全没有希望的。
Because when we're in difficulty with people or in circumstances, it is to God that we appeal for help.
因为当我们如果跟人家有了麻烦或是很痛苦的状况中，我们是可以跟神呼求的。
But in this case, God had become the enemy of Israel because of their unfaithfulness.
但是因为以色列人对神不忠实，所以神已经变成以色列人的敌人。
God also talks about taking away the Sabbath and the festivals from them.
神也提到说要把这个安息日跟这些节期都把他们都拿走。
We go to Lamentation chapter 2.
在耶利米哀歌第二章。
We go to verse 6.
第六节。
It said, He has done violence to his tabernacle, as it is, as if it were a garden. He has destroyed his place of assembly. The Lord has caused the appointed feast and Sabbaths to be forgotten in Zion. In his burning indignation, he has spurned the king and the priest.
第六节，他强取自己的帐幕，好像园中的窝棚，毁坏他的聚会之处。主使圣节和安息日在锡安都被忘记，又在怒气的愤恨中藐视君王和祭司。
So we see that the Sabbaths and the feasts were times of joy, for the people.
所以这些圣节和安息本来是在神是让大家都很喜乐的时候。
So if they're taken away, then the people are not able to experience these things.
所以神把这些东西都移开了以后呢，他们就没有办法再经历这些喜乐了。
We can look at Hosea chapter 2.
我们来看何西阿书第二章。
Hosea chapter 2.
何西阿书第二章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
I will also cause all her mirth to cease.Her feast days, her new moons, her Sabbaths, all her appointed feasts.
我也必使他的宴乐、节期、月朔、安息日，并他一切的大会都止息了。
I know that in time we forget how special the Sabbath is.
有的时候我们忘记安息日是一件很特别的事情。
And then we come and we go home and it becomes very routine.
我们就来聚会，然后就回家，好像是一个就是只是一个习惯而已。
We don't appreciate the significance of it for our well-being.
我们并不能，我们并没有来了解这件事情对我们来说是很重要的。
But amongst all the people in the world, He allows us to take a day to be able to worship Him and to rest from our labors.
在我们在一切世上的劳苦当中，他让我们有一天能够来休息，来敬拜他。
But without it, it's like having days without rest.
如果我们没有安息的话，好像我们一个礼拜当中没有时间可以来休息一下。
And we've experienced it where you're working all the time, or you're so engaged in things that you're not able to psychologically rest.
我们可能会一直觉得我们一直在忙碌，没有办法在心理上得到安息。
And it's not just about resting at home.
当然也不是只有是在家里休息。
But there's a spiritual significance to the action of taking the day to come to worship God.
在属灵上的意义是，就是我们要实际上放下世上的事情来，真的找一天来敬拜神。
To be able to fellowship with God and to participate in His rest.
我们就是与神来团契，能够在他当中享有安息。
I'm sure you've experienced it where you haven't been coming to partake in the Sabbath, and over time you become dry.
我们一定有这样的经验，就是我们没有来聚会，所以一阵子之后，我们就觉得好像我们的心灵已经干涸了。
So if the Sabbath and the feast are taken from you, as it was at this time, then you lose the joy.
所以如果我们不再拥有安息日的话，那我们就失去了这个安息日的喜乐。
And this is what happened to Israel during the conquest by Nebuchadnezzar.
所以这个就是以色列人他们在被这个尼布甲尼撒王在围住的时候呢，他所经历的事情。
We go back to Lamentations again, chapter 2.
我们来看耶利米哀歌第二章。
We see in verse 7 that he takes away the place of worship.
第七节这边提到神把祭坛丢弃了。
It says, the Lord has spurned his altar. He has abandoned his sanctuary. He has given up the walls of her palaces into the hand of the enemy. They have made a noise in the house of the Lord as on the day of a set feast.
第七节，主丢弃自己的祭坛，憎恶自己的圣所，将宫殿的墙垣交付仇敌。他们在主中的殿喧嚷，像在盛会之日一样。
I consider that to take away the house of God is to have a place of worship is to be in the world and involved in deception.
所以如果不在，如果他丢弃了这个敬拜神的地方呢，就是代表他整个就已经就是在世俗当中了。
Because it is the house of God that we go to in order to worship and to learn His ways.
因为我们在神的家中呢，是在他的家里面来敬拜他，来学习他的道理。
So without it, we're subject to deception.
所以我们如果失去了这个聚会的地方呢，我们就很容易就被蒙骗了。
When we come to the house of God, we're able to learn His ways.
我们来到神的家中，我们可以学习神的道理。
And we will see that, If we do not know the ways of God, then we are always searching for the meaning of life and how to live.
如果我们没有不懂神的道理的话，我们会一直在寻找这个生命的意义到底在哪里。
We look at Isaiah chapter 2.
我们来看以赛亚书第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Many people shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob.He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
第三节，必有许多国的民前往，说：“来吧，我们登主的山，奔雅各神的殿。比主必将他的道教训我们，我们要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安，主的言语必出于耶路撒冷。”
And so we see that taking away the house of God, takes away the ability to learn the things of God and to walk in his ways.
所以如果我们丢弃了神的家的话，我们就失去了学习神的道理的地方，我们也失去了走在主路上的机会。
Now apart from taking away the house of God, God also said that he would take away the law from them and visions from them.
除了将他的圣所丢弃之外呢，神也说他要把这个准绳也收回了。
Now we can see this in Lamentations chapter 2 verse 9.
我们来看第九节。
Lamentations 2 verse 9.It says, her gates have sunk into the ground. He has destroyed and broken her bars. Her kings and her princes are among the nations. The law is no more, and her prophets find no vision from the Lord.
锡安的门都陷入地内，主将他的门毁坏折断，他的君王和首领落在没有律法的国中，他的先知不得见主的异象。
This is similar to what he said in the book of Amos.
这就像是在阿摩斯书当中所提到的。
Where he talks about a time where there shall be a drought for the word of God.
所以他们说当时就是神会安静下来，不再与他们说话了。
We look at Amos chapter 8.
我们来看阿摩斯书第八章。
Amos chapter 8.
阿摩斯书第八章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
11 and 12.Amos chapter 8, verse 11 and 12.
阿摩书书第八章第十一到十二节。
It says, Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it.
十一节，主说：“日子将到，我将命饥饿将在地上。人饥饿并非因为无饼，干渴并非因为无水，乃是因为不听主的话。他们必漂流，从这地到那海，从北边到东边，往来奔跑，寻求主的话，却寻不着。”
Now, without the word of God, effectively, you're blind.
所以，如果没有神的话与我们同在的话，我们就像失明一样。
And you become lame in the world.
我们就会开始变得很软弱。
And what happens is that you end up joining the masses who are looking for a way to live.
我们可能呢就会跟这些世上的人一样，在找一个要怎么样过生活的方法。
If you follow social media, for example,
我们可能会跟这些社群网络一样。
People are always making utterances about how what life is about or how to live.
他们大家常常会在讨论说这个生活应该要怎么过呢
？And there's so many fads in the world.
这世界上有很多的人在。
Fads, passing ideas.
有很多流行的事情。
So without the word of God, this is what we become subject to.
所以如果我们没有神的话语与我们同在的话，我们就很容易跟随潮流了。
So the law and the commandments of God enable us to have meaning to life and live as a result of it.
所以神的话语能够让我们有能够让我们能够知道如何要来过这个生活。
And so if you go back to Lamentations, what had happened is that the house of God is destroyed, the law is no more, and no one is having any visions from God as to how to live.
所以这个耶利米亚歌提到，就说神就是把他的手收回了，然后把他这个门栓都毁坏了，也没有律法，也没有意象了。
To my mind, there's nothing as worrying as when God is silent towards you.
所以这很可怕的事情就是神不再与我们讲话了。
It is always better when you're interacting with God.
当然，我们如果能够跟神能够有所沟通是最好的。
And obviously, we do this through the scriptures that we read and through the fellowships.
所以我们在祷告，我们在读圣经的时候，我们就是在与神沟通。
Again, over the years, we become perhaps complacent to the word of God and the teachings of God.
我们可能读了一阵子之后呢，我们就觉得好像对自己感觉到很满意了，就已经没有在求进步了。
But it's important that we are daily reminded of the Word of God.
当然，我们还是很重要的，就是我们要常常每天提醒自己要看神的话。
It has a very positive effect on our psychology.
因为这在心理上对我们是好的。
It has a positive effect on our hearts and our well-being.
对我们整个人的身心都是好的。
And is able to help us to move away from the stresses.And the depressions that life brings along.
它也可以让我们能够不要为这个被这个世界上面的事情而感到忧愁。
If we do not have the Word of God to meditate on, then there's a purposelessness in our life.
如果我们没有神的话与我们同在的话，我们可能觉得这个生活没有失去的重心，没有意义了。
And so at the time of the conquest, because God had withdrawn Himself, the people had no messages from Him as to how to live.
所以当这个神被倾倒的时候呢，神就不再跟他们说话。
If we go back to Lamentations,
回到耶利米哀歌
God also talks about taking away their bread.
所以神又提到说要把他们这个食物都拿走了。
And what we see is because he takes away their bread, that the people essentially experience a famine.
因为神不再给他们食物，所以他们就遭遇了饥荒。
Now the bread, the use of the word bread is always significant because there's a spiritual element to it as well as a physical element.
谷啊酒啊这件事情提到的都是是很重要的两个我们要生存的两个要素。
Obviously, on a physical element, you're looking at satisfying the stomach.
所以在肉体上面呢，它可以让我们的肚子得到饱足。
But on the spiritual level, you're looking at satisfying the soul with the word of God.
在灵性上面呢，就是我们的灵性要得到饱足。
In the absence of it.Of the bread of God, we don't have food to eat, and we end up eating things that are defiled.
所以我们如果没有神将这个谷啊酒都拿走的话呢，我们可能就要吃这些不洁净的东西了。
And so we see, for example, in Lamentation chapter 2, that the people resort to cannibalism because of the absence of physical food.
所以在耶利米哀歌第二章有提到说，他们因为没有真的食物可以吃，所以他们真的在吃人肉了。
We can look at chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, firstly.
我们来看十一节跟十二节。
My eyes fail with tears. My heart is troubled. My bile is poured on the ground because of the destruction of the daughter of my people, because the children and the infants faint in the streets of the city. They say to their mothers, Where is grain and wine? As they swoon like the wounded in the streets of the city, as their life is poured out in their mother's bosom.
十一节，我眼中流泪以致失明，我的心肠扰乱，肝肠独立，因为我众民遭毁坏，又因孩童和吃奶的在城内街上发昏。十二节，当时他们在城内街上发昏，好像受伤的在母亲的怀里将丧命，对母亲说：“谷酒在哪里呢？”
We can also look at verse 20.
在二十节
，where the prophet cries out to God.
所以这先知就向神呼求了。
Observing what was happening in the streets.
他在描述街上的状况是什么样呢
？See, O Lord, and consider, to whom have you done this? Should the women eat their offspring, the children they have cuddled? Should the priest and the prophet be slain in the sanctuary of the Lord?
主啊，求你观看，见你像神这样行，妇人岂可知自己所生育手里所摇弄的婴孩吗？祭司和先知可在主的圣所中被杀戮吗？
So we see the consequences of God withdrawing His hand in terms of providing food for His children.
所以我们可以看到，当神不再向他的儿女来提供食物的时候，很不好的事情就发生了。
And when we say the Lord's Prayer,
我们在说主导文的时候
，I think we all remember the verse when it says, "Feed us, give us our daily bread."
所以主导文里面我们有提到，赐我们日用的饮食。
And it highlights the importance of both physically and spiritually being fed by God.
所以这边有提到是不管是在肉体上还是在灵性上面呢，都能够被神所喂养饱足。
And what happens in the absence of food, both physically and spiritually?
也、yeah, 我们可以这也是也提到这个在灵性刚刚跟肉体上面食物如果短缺的话也是不好的。
Now going back to Lamentation chapter 2.
回到耶利米哀歌。
Again, we see what happens when God takes himself away from the children of Israel.
你也看到神将他的右手离开的时候会怎么样呢？
He talks about how they become a feast for slaughter.
所以他们发现他们是被杀戮的一群。
We look at verse 21 and 22.
21到22节。
The young and old lie on the ground in the streets. My virgins and my young men have fallen by the sword. You have slain them in the day of your anger.You have slaughtered and not pitied. You have invited as to a feast day the terrors that surround me. In the day of the Lord's anger, there was no refuge or survivor. Those whom I have borne and brought up, my enemies have destroyed.
21节，少年人和老年人都在街上躺卧，我的处女和壮丁都倒在刀下。你发怒的日子杀死他们，你杀了并不顾惜。22节，你招聚四周惊吓我的，像在大会的日子招聚人一样。主发怒的日子无人饶脱，无人存留。我所摇弄、所养育的婴孩、仇敌都杀尽了。
So as I said, there's within this chapter, you see basically how dark and depressing it must have been at the time of the conquest.
所以在这当中的时候，我们可以看到当围城的当他们被围的时候呢，这个情况是非常糟糕的。
How Israel had lost its homeland and the difficulties the people suffered.
他们失去了自己的家园，然后他们也接受到很多的受苦。
And God still in His mercy reminds the people as to why this has happened to them.
但是神对他们还是有慈爱，他在提醒他们为什么这些事情会发生呢？
I think he often does this so that the people may learn and turn back to him.
因为他会这样做，是因为他希望人可以学到，然后就可以回转向他。
And so in verse 14, he explains why this has happened to them.
所以十四节有提到为什么他这些事情会发生在他们身上。
We look at Lamentation chapter 2, verse 14.
耶利米哀歌二章十四节。
So your prophets have seen for you false and deceptive visions. They have not uncovered your iniquity to bring back your captives.But have envisioned for you false prophecies and delusions.
十四节，你的先知为你见虚假和愚昧的异象，并没有显露你的罪孽，使你被掳的归回，却为你见虚假的末世和使你被赶出本城的缘故。
I think there's a duty on those who speak the things of God to be able to be truthful to the hearers.
所以这些人必须，他们在讲异象的人呢，必须要是很讲真的异象。
And the idea is that the people who hear and turn back to God.
然后这些人呢，必须要听从他，而且回转向神。
I think at the time when the people were worshiping false gods or making false offerings, the priests were encouraging this.
因为他们当时呢，这些祭司都在鼓励他们来向假神来敬拜。
But the priests were saying that their actions were good, or they were not condemning the actions.
所以他们这些祭司会说他们的行为是好的，或者他们也不会责备他们做不好的事情。
And obviously, over time, the anger of God could not be assuaged or turned back.
所以当时时候，当他们神发怒的时候呢，他们就是没有回转向神了。
I also thought it was interesting that the chapter also demonstrates the beauty of God.
当然，这章有提到这个神的华美。
Because he still makes mention of praying for those who are suffering.
因为这边还是有提到为这个受苦的祷告。
We can look at verse 19.
看十九节。
It says, "Arise, cry out in the night."At the beginning of the watches, pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift your hands towards Him for the life of your young children who faint from hunger at the head of every street.
夜间每逢交更的时候，要起来呼喊，在主面前倾心如水。你的孩童在各事上受饿发昏，你要向他们的性命向主举手祷告。
The beauty of God is that He remains infinitely merciful.
所以神的华美呢，就是他永远对我们是有慈爱的。
And we know that pertaining to what happened to Judah, that they suffered for 70 years, but in his mercy he returned them back to their land.
所以这些以色列人呢，他们受苦了70年，但是因为神的慈爱的缘故，他们最后还是回转向神了。
Because the people turned back to him.
因为他们回转向神。
So these were the lessons that I took from Lamentation chapter 2.
这就是我从这个耶利米哀歌第二章所学习到的。
Because it demonstrates what happens when we're not faithful to God.
这边告诉我们，当我们对神不忠实的时候，有什么样坏的事情会发生。
Obviously, in our time, we're not surrounded physically by an enemy like Nebuchadnezzar.
所以当然我们现在实际上没有受到像这样子尼布甲尼撒王这样子的坏的人的攻击。
But we are spiritually surrounded by enemies.
但是我们在灵性上的确是被我们的敌人所围困的。
And their desire is to turn you from your faithfulness towards God.
他们希望我们能够离开神。
To make you not believe.
他希望我们不相信神。
To make you not abide by the word of God.
他要我们不跟从神的话。
And so, if you succumb to these things and leave the place of God.
他希望我们能够离开神的家。
Then you can also be subject to the consequences that they faced.
所以如果我们有这样做的话，我们有可能会接受到像以色列人这样子的后果。
As the scripture says, to those who turn back, it says like a dog returning to his vomit.
这新上告诉我们说，我们要回转向他，就像是这个狗回到他们的家。
It's vomit. Second Peter chapter 2 verse 22.
彼得后书。
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 22.
彼得后书第二章22节。
Actually, let's look at maybe verse 20 to 22.
第二十节到二十二节。
For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome. The latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb. A dog returns to his own vomit.And a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire.
二十节，倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督，得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住制服，他们幕后的景况就比先前更不好了。二十一节，他们晓得夜路竟背弃传给他们的圣命，倒不如不晓得为妙。二十二节，俗语说的真不错，狗所吐的，他转过来又吃，猪洗净了，又回到泥里去。这话在他们身上正合适。
So as always, let us use.The examples of Israel to keep faith and to remain in the house of God.
所以这个这边的例子就是告诉我们要回到神的话当中，然后能够对神忠实。
Not sure if there's any contributions.
有没有想要提出来讨论的？
Okay. If not, then we pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
那我们就奉主的圣名祷告。